Too Tiny for Tea, written and read by Tara Benwell. Marty McKay was already 5 years old, but he was still the baby of the family. "Can I have some tea, too?" Marty asked his mother. She drank her tea from a beautiful cup and stirred it with a silver spoon. "No, Marty, you're too young to drink tea."
"But why?" Marty asked.
"Because your fingers are too tiny to hold the cup. And tea is too hot for you, baby."
"I'm not a baby," Marty said. "I'm 5 and a half.
Marty went out to the yard. His brother Ralph was playing basketball.
"Can I play too?" Marty asked.
Ralph bounced the ball up and down under Marty's nose and then threw it into the basket.
"No, Marty, you're too young to play basketball."
"But why?" Marty asked.
"Because the basket is too high for you to reach, and the ball is too big for your tiny baby hands," Ralph said.
"I'm not a baby," Marty said.
"I'm 5 3/4.
Marty went into the kitchen. His sister Jane was getting ready to ride her bicycle to the candy store.
"Can I go to the store to buy candy?" Marty asked Jane.
He could feel the wind in his hair and the candy on his tongue.
"No, you're too young to go to the store," Jane said.
"But why?" Marty asked.
"Because the store is too far for you to ride to, and your baby bike is too slow."
"I'm not a baby," Marty said. "I'm nearly 6.
"6?" Jane laughed. "You just turned 5.
Marty sat on the grass and watched his sister ride away on her bike. He started to cry. Marty's father was washing the car. He heard a tiny cry and went to find out what was wrong.
"Why are you crying?" Marty's father asked.
"Because I'm too tiny to do anything. I wish I weren't the youngest one."
"Be careful what you wish for," his father said.
Just then, Marty's mother came out to bring Marty's dad his tea. She patted her belly and smiled.
"We're going to have another baby," his mother said.
"And that means you're going to be a big brother," his father said.
"But I'm too tiny to be a big brother," Marty said. "I'm just a baby."
Brought to you by EnglishClub.com.